It's the 12th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The number of patients waiting to receive routine medical services remains high at Bedfordshire Hospitals Trust. Almost 95,000 individuals, as of November, were yet to undergo elective low-priority surgery and other interventions. Those numbers are down slightly from October, but close to 4,500 people within that group were waiting for 12 months or longer. Of great concern are the 36% of persons diagnosed with some form of cancer who did not receive treatment within the designated 62-day window. The strike by junior doctors is likely to create added pressure on Bedfordshire's NHS, increasing its backlog. Operators at the Central Bedfordshire Council's CCTV control room spotted a man close to the old Wilco location in Dunstable's Ashton Square on New Year's Eve with a large hooked silver pole. The man was apprehended by police within 5 minutes, but denied he was attempting to gain illegal access to a property through shutters, despite the overwhelming evidence to the contrary. Following the dispute between Hamas and Israel, which escalated on the 7th of October, Bedfordshire police documented two anti-Semitic hate crimes within a month. During the same period, hostility towards three different adherents to the Muslim faith were also reported. Both numbers were lower than the same period in the previous year, going against the national trend. The data was obtained through a Freedom of Information request compiled by the PA News Agency. Bedford's two-time Battle Arena European Mixed Martial Arts title holder, Lindsay Payne, is planning to open a women's-only gym on the 28th of January. MMA combines martial arts fighting styles from different parts of the world. Kelly's MMA gym sessions will begin in Bedford at the East Area Academy on Aston Road. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.